Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. And it's based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzel. Mishchu Kulachem Tzon V'Shachatu HaPasach. Draw for you and take a sheep and shech the Pesach. And the Perish in Chazal is Mishchu Yadechem Avodah Zarah Kulachem Tzon Shal Mitzvah. Draw your hands away from Avodah Zarah and take a sheep of mitzvah. And this is Moira Tema. This is a wonder. Because here we have a tzivui of Prisha Me'avodah Zarah that is only tafel to the Ikarinian of the carbon. You have the Ikarinian of the carbon. And then you have, by the way, we also like you to separate yourself from Avodah Zarah. So you can't say that Prisha Me'avodah Zarah is tafel. That's only secondary. Kuchabricho v'raisi Yisrael chad. God and Israel and the Jewish people are one. So this is an expression of the Kiddush of the Jewish people. And we'd like to see what emerges from this halacha, from this mimer of the Zara Kaddish. A mimer l'avoy de Zara. If a person is in a past state for Avodah Zarah, his shechita is pasul. Because Mumar l'Avodah Zarah is dinika Mumar l'chol haTorah kula. He's like an apostate for the whole Torah. And we learn this from the fact that the Torah says, V'chish tishku v'lo sasu es kol ha-mitzvahs. And this parish is talking about Avodah Zarah, so Avodah Zarah is kol ha-mitzvahs. So anyone's koifer about Avodah Zarah, Chazal tell us, it's like he's moide b'chol haTorah kula. If he denies Avodah Zarah, he's moide, he agrees to the whole Torah. Why does it say hafuch? It should say if you're moide b'avodah zarah, it's like you're koifer b'chol haTorah kula. That's what the parish is telling us. Talking about a mumar l'avodah zarah. So it should say that if you're moide b'avodah zarah, you're koifer b'chol haTorah kula. So why does the sentence say if you're koifer b'avodah zarah, you're moide b'chol haTorah kula? So we have to be makdim hakdom a psak of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says when you're avodah zarah, we find three different ways. We find oivda kedarka, but oivda misach v'kita reshtachavav izvichav shaloi kedarka. Or you're not even oivet at all, you just say aliyah to one way of avodah zarah. Is you serve avodah zarah in the normal way that it's served. Another is avodah zarah that you bring tyres, you bow down to it, you bring an animal to it, a carbon, even if it's not the derech to serve this avodah zarah that way. And a third way is you don't serve it at all, you just say you're my God. And this amir is like avodah. Because you're being makabel alohu. So in this the Chazon Ish writes that the reason we're mechayivim skila on such an amira is because this Kabbalah means that it's a maisa hamlocha. He's mamlich him on himself, this avodah zarah. In other words, he's mechadesh the malucha, like a nation that's memane its king. So this minui creates the malucha in such a way he's nidon ka'oivid avodah zarah, for which he's chayiv skila. But it could be that this amira of Eliyata is only going to come as a yishur, as a validation of a fact that already is. But that's not avodah zarah. And that's not a chiyuv skila. When is it a chiyuv skila? It's a chiyuv skila when he's now being mamlech the avodah zarah. But if his aliyat is saying that you are already God, and I'm just confirming that, that's not skila. So that's Pashat, that's only when I get to the Chiyuv of Skila for Avodah Zarah. But as far as the Din Mumris goes, Bevadai, Kama Moide Avodah Zarah, he's a Mumr L'Avodah Zarah, like Abi Kol Adinim HaNoivim Mitaris Mumr Shalav. He's definitely a Mumr. And the Shechit of Amoide Avodah Zarah is Pasol Midin Mumris Shabo, because he's a Mumr. He's an apostate, so his Shechit is going to be Pasol. Chachamim learned this Din of Mumr L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumr L'Chol HaTorah Kula from the Hekesh of Avodah Zarah, kol ha-mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah is called all the mitzvahs. But every hekesh has to have two sides to the hekesh, two sides to the equation, the positive and the negative. And otherwise, the hekesh is batal. So let's see. If the hekesh was said b'tzad ha-chiyuvi in the positive way, and it wouldn't be said the opposite way of saying if you're a koifer of Avodah Zarah, you're moed b'chol Torah kula. So it would be said as follows. If you're oived avodah zarah, it's like you're koifer b'chol haTorah. Because that parasha is talking about an Avodah Zarah. And the Hekesh is going on that parasha. But the truth of the matter is you can't say this. Because then the negative side wouldn't be correct. Because the negative side would be, if you're not Avodah Zarah, you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. And that's not true. A person can be non-Avodah Zarah. Person can be non-Avodah Zarah and not be Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. Just because you're not Avodah Zarah, that doesn't mean you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. It could be a person's not Avodah Zarah, but he's Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. He's just not Avodah. On the other hand, you couldn't say that the Hekesh is coming to teach you that if you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah Kula. Because the Hekesh is not talking about Hodah B'Avodah Zarah. It's talking about Oved B'Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Chazal had to say the Hekesh, but Tzad HaKiyum. If you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. Again. If you say, the Hekesh would be, if you're Oyver Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah, because the parasha is talking about being Oyver Avodah Zarah. If you're Oyver Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah there, because it says Kol HaMitzvahs, about it being, right, if you make a mistake and you don't keep all the mitzvahs, which is Oyver Avodah Zarah. So if you're Oyver Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah Kula. But that would mean that you would have to say that if you're not Oyver Avodah Zarah, then you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. And that's not true. The person can be not Oved Avodah Zarah and still be Moedei B'Avodah Zarah. Just because you're not Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, and just because you're not Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, that doesn't make you a Moedei B'Chol HaTorah Kula. If you're not Oved Avodah Zarah, you're not Moedei B'Chol HaTorah Kula. And if you're not Ein Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, and you're also not Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. We also couldn't say that HaMoedei B'Avodah Zarah, if you would agree that Avodah Zarah is true, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah Kula, because that's not what the Hekesh is talking about. The parash is talking about Oyved, not Moedei. And therefore, they had to be Mamed the Hekesh B'Tzad HaKiyum. If you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Moedei B'chol HaTorah Kula. And if you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, it's not only somebody who doesn't serve. It's also somebody who's not Moedei. So the Kiyum includes all types of preaching of Avodah Zarah. Gama Koifer B'Avodah Zarah is included in that Kiyum. But when we're talking about the Hekesh B'Tzad HaAvaryonis, the sin, the Pasuk is talking only about Avaryonis of Avodah, and not Avaryonis of Haidah. But that's only Tchilas Adin. But since we were ma'am at Tchilas Adin Shakoifer B'Avodah Zarah, K'moedei B'chol HaTorah, Mimela we know, Lidach Gisa, that if you're Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, it's like you're Koifer B'chol HaTorah. And then you can learn the din of Mumr L'Avodah Zarah, that is Mumr L'chol HaTorah, because the Moed is also Mumr. So we start out that if you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, you're Koifer, not only Koifer B'Avodah Zarah means not only you're not Oved, you're not even Moedei. So once you're out of that category, then it's like you're being Moedei L'chol HaTorah Kula. And then the other side is going to be that if you're Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, if you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, you're Moedei B'Chol HaTorah Kula, then if you're Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, then it's like you're being Koifer B'Chol HaTorah Kula. We couldn't start out by saying that if you're Moedei B'Avodah Zarah, it's Kilo Koifer B'Chol HaTorah Kula, because now it's the parasha is talking about. The parasha is not talking about Moedei, the parasha is talking about Oyve. So therefore, we have to start off, the Hekesh has to begin. If you're Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, which is what the parasha is talking about, it's talking about somebody who's serving. So if you're Koifer, you're not doing what the parasha says, which includes not only you're not serving, which is what the parasha is talking about, but you're not even admitting to Avodah Zarah, then it's like you're Moedah B'chol HaTorah Kula. And then the other side's going to be that if you're Moedah B'Avodah Zarah, it's K'Kaifer B'chol HaTorah Kula. If you're Kaifer B'Avodah Zarah, it's Moedah B'chol HaTorah Kula. If you're Moedah B'Avodah Zarah, it's like Kaifer B'chol HaTorah Kula. So a person who's Moedah is also a Kofer. B'chol HaTorah, he's also a Mummer. However, we have to understand this hekesh of a koifer avodah zarah ka moide b'chol haTorah. It's a mechusar perish legamrei. Because b'mili dam we don't say this. Hare kama v'kama koifer avodah zarah are not moide b'chol haTorah kula. So, what do Chazal mean when they say one is koifer b'avodah zarah, he's moide b'chol haTorah? The people who are koifer b'avodah zarah, not moide b'chol haTorah. Now, b'chol haTorah kula, we don't only find tzchar by an oitzim mitzvah, but preacher me'aveira, the preacher mitzad atzma doesn't have Torah tzchar. Not that we say in the Gemara, if somebody's badvar ver liyado pirish, noita tzchar ka oitzim maise. As Machlokas Ram Reina Yonah. Reina Yonah holds that the schar is because he's being a kind of mitzvah Yiras Hashem when he's being Parish. The Rambam is that the schar is Midah Tov Midmurud Midas Paranah. Since there's Oynesh and the Avarayanis, so there must be schar and the Prisha Me'avera. Aval Ochol HaPochus, Midivrei Shneim we learn that the Iker, Ikero HaTzmi, Shalmatan Schar, is instead of Kiyum Mitzvah Esei, the substitute for the Kiyum Mitzvah Esei, either it's out to Yiras Hashem or Midah Tov Meruba. There's onish for the sin, so maybe there's maybe a schar for the or not doing the sin. I'm being parish, but they are both a chel of kiyum mitzvah esei. However, here Chazar Magalata shekol zayin wela b'lochol lo yitzei shebetushal haTorah. Avol b'inyan emuna it's not true. B'inyan emuna kol hakoyfer b'avodah zarah kamoid b'chol haTorah. In other words, prishim b'avodah zarah is not considered shmira al iser because in such an oifen, this is just menias haavera, and that doesn't give you matin schar atzmi. But here, it's kikim v'asiyah chiyuvis. If a person is pyresh me'avodah zarah, it's like amuna, like he's misasik b'divrei amuna. But when shena perish ha'kol ha'koyfer avodah zarah k'moyde b'chol haTorah b'mum shel hechreach, that if a person's koyfer avodah zarah b'al korach ha'chad that he's moyde b'chol haTorah, it's not true. Just this member is misparesh, is badam ha'maymin u'moyde b'Torah. If a person is already a mamin, if a person is already believes in Torah, and then he's kofir b'avodah zarah, so that kfirah b'avodah zarah is a hitkasut chiyuvit b'avodah emunah. That's a positive engagement in emunah. And why is that? Why is kfirah b'avodah zarah yatzei mechlal kol hashmiras v'arachakos me'aviris? And it's considered like asiyah chiyuvis of actually keeping kol haTorah kula. And the reason is because Yisrael v'arayis echad hu. And if there's no charigami mizgeret zu, if a person's not out of this mizgeret, then we understand that if he's just not koifer, he's a mamin. Because hoydah b'Torah is atzmis leben Yisrael, it's part of our essence. And if there's shlilus, if a person's a believer, and he's sholel kfira, so that is mechazik his emuna. So when he's koifer b'avodah zarah, we skip over the entire shetach hachalak, the smooth portion, the middle ground of in between. And this kfira is hoydah b'Torah. Why? Because God and the Jewish people are one. So the moment a person is koifer b'avodah zarah, memela, that's mechazik his emunah, his oneness with God. U'mimotza davar nilmad, that by B'nai Noach, there is no such rule. We can't say like Ben Noach that if he's koifer b'avodah zarah, he's moide b'chol hashev mitzvahs, because Ben Noach is not one with his mitzvahs. And memeila it's kfirin avodah zarah is just heyader v'shlila, just a lacking. But there's no gavan, there's no hue here, H-U-E, of a positive action. And when was this rule engraved on the soul of the Jewish people? That our catcher with Kedusha is Bevchinas Chadhu. It's known in the Parashah of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Mishnah, Shekol Shemaisim Rumi Chachmas Uchomotz Miskayemis. And then this Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Sheyefshel Maisim Shibu Al Chachma. You can't have more Maisim than you know. Lo Amaretz Chosid. So the Mishnah is telling us the Yisod that Kabbalah is Kemaisim. There is a Makabal to Kaim the Maisim. That Chachma is Machayiv, as if it's Maisim Rumi Chachmas. And we see there in Rabbeinu Yonah that the root of these words, that Kabbalah is Maisim Kemaisim Hinidonis, is in the first Karban Pesach. It says Vayelchu B'Yasu on the 10th of Nisan. And before Mamish, they only did it on the 14th. Nevertheless, since they were Makabal, the Torah says Vayelchu B'Yasu. And this chok of Kabbalah Kamais is special to the Jewish people. Because you can't say by Ben Noach that if he's Makabal, it's like he does it. Because Machshav Tov is not Mitzdarf to Maisa. Because the Kesher with Kedusha B'Yisrael is Bevchinas Charu. And therefore, there's no Chatzitz between the Kabbalah and the Maisa. We're Makabal, it's like we did. Because we're so connected to Aramuna. And that's already learned from Karban Pesach, just being a Kabbalah like we did. And why is it called a Pesach? Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abotei Avoseinu Hitzil. That even though we find by the other Makkos, there's also separation between the Jewish people. Nevertheless, we weren't commanded to give a simon for this difference, this distinction between the Jews and the Mitzrayim. But on the night of the 15th, we have this special Maisa Avdala. So the first Havdalah ben Yisrael Amim is what engendered the Kedushas HaBechor L'Doris. That's what makes the Bechor holy, the separation between, you make the sign that separates between us and the Gentiles. So here you have a sign that separates us, and that's a symbol of our Chadhu, that we were just Makabel. And the moment we were Makabal is like we did, because we're Chadhu with this mitzvah. And it was in this mitzvah that we have this Havdalah between us and the Umos. That we make the sign that we have the blood on our doorposts. And they don't have the blood, since we have the blood and they don't have the blood. So that separates us from them. And this also mitzvah again, where we see that the Kabbalah is Kemaisa, because that's how we're separated from them. That we're so connected to our mitzvah, just being makabel like we already did, because the mitzvah is engraved in our soul. So now it's gevaldik. Mishchu yidechem la'avodizara kulechem tzayin shel mitzvah. So we didn't understand. It turns out that the kfira of the prisha from avodizara is agav gror, it's only by the way. But now that we learn this maimer, it's mamish gevaldik. It's not calling a derech gror. It's coming to teach us that from the moment they were kaim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the maisa prisha of avodizara is different. And this prisha changes for something negative, something positive. And by not serving avodah zarah, it's like they did a mitzvah with kibbukum vaaseh. Because usually the musag of mishicha is taking a object into his rishus. Here, mishchu is to take your hands to you, towards your body. Don't do something outside of your body. So in other words, here it's telling you not to do something. Mishchu yideichem, in other words, remove your hands from avodah zarah. Take your hands back. Don't do. And this not doing is couched in terms of something positive, mishchu. Mishchu is positive, to draw, to pull. So here, for something negative, not doing avodah zarah, we use a positive term. Because it was at this point that not doing negative, meaning not doing avodah zarah, is positive. That's an act of emunah. That's a saskus be'emunah. It's not Agav Gror. It's teaching us here that now we become Chad with the mitzvah. By being Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, by Mishchu, by doing that. By being Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, that's something positive. That's Mishchu, that's drawing. Because this itself, it's a Saskus B'Amunah. From this point on, it becomes engaging in Unik, which we're so Chadu. That all we have to do is Koifer. If we're ready believers and we're Koifer, so that itself is a Mice of Amunah. Because that just strengthens our oneness with our Amunah. this is Mamish Gevaldik, and I just wanted to clarify one point. Why we brought in the Chazon Ish before? We brought in the Chazon Ish with his three categories of Vodazara. Somebody who's Oved Kitarka, he serves the idol in the regular way. One who serves it in a Jewish way, even though it's not the derech to serve the Avodah Zarah this way, kitur, hashtachava, zvicha, etc., nisuch, libations and sacrificing and stuff. So that's another way. And the third is you say Eliyata when you're mamlich. And the chiddush l'Chazon Ish is that not only you're mamlich, you say Eliyata, but that's if you make him king now. But the one's not chayiv skila if one says that he's just certifying, he's moed in the Avodah Zarah, that the Avodah Zarah is correct in the past, not that he's mamlich now. And the reason this is significant is because we want to get to the Maamar Chazal. The Maamar Chazal says that Kolam a koifer b'avodah zarah kilam moed b'chol haTorah kula. The mele if you're moed b'avodah zarah, it's a koifer b'chol haTorah kula, to show that even such a person who says Eliyat, that this is my God, and he's not being mamlich the avodah zarah now. He's saying he was already certifying that he was already God. So such a person is definitely a mummer because he's moed b'avodah zarah. Mele it's a koifer b'chol haTorah kula. So that's also a mummer, just that he's not chayv skila. Akopanim, we learned mamish yisoid gadol in avodas Hashem, the choik with the chadhu, that we're pashit one with God, and mamela our our kfir and avodah zarah is itself a ma'aseh v'amuna mishchu kulachem. Mishchu is like a ma'aseh. This not doing avodah zarah is considered a ma'aseh. It's considered a haydam chol atarakula. Advar meirim and mesamchem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom.